Thank you, Jesus. Sunday morning, 9/5/21. We'll just start out with the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is entitled, I Love and Care for You. My children, you are the apple of my eye. I don't see your sin. Let that sink in. I don't see that you've done anything wrong. Let that sink in. I see you righteous before me. If you did something wrong, I would not punish you. I would correct you. There is a big difference. I grew up being punished, harshly punished. So, nothing against my earthly father. He was probably done the same way. In fact, I know he was. But you think about, fathers are here to represent God to their children. Whenever the home's right and the father's in line, the mother's in line, then the child learns to embrace God and his ways in the right way. Nothing against our earthly fathers. They did the best they could. But I just got to thinking about that. I thought, he doesn't punish, he corrects. It grieves me that you think that I am a hard taskmaster. Most people say, God, I don't understand. Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? All this stuff when it's the enemy. But the Father's getting the brunt of it. Am I right? Yeah. It grieves me that you think that I'm a hard taskmaster. You constantly think you have done something wrong. Therefore, you cannot enjoy your life. Make it a priority mentally. That you are loved, forgiven, free from fault. I view you through the eyes of my son. I want you to come boldly before me and make your request known. Not stand back and be afraid because you have missed it. The truth is that Satan is first of all the deceiver and also the condemner. I will never condemn you, but that serpent will. Peter said to rejoice when you were in manifold temptations because your faith is being tried and you're partaking of my son's sufferings. You're suffering because you're doing it right and you are in the right. I do not put poverty, sickness, and misfortune on you to teach you a lesson. You know, today they'd put fathers in jail for what we accuse the father of. Well, yeah, I put you out in the street so you can get run over. She'd learn not to run out in the street. I correct those that I love, but it is done with love. Gentle instruction so that you will be able to recover. This double-mindedness is keeping you unproductive. See, the unstable, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Tossed back and forth. So do not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. It's not possible in a double-minded condition. You must clearly define the two masters. Finding out who's coming at you and who's doing the what. Yeah. When you have it settled in your mind, you will go further and see less hindrances to your prayers. I'm for you, not against you, so remember that when you deal with circumstances. I want you to come boldly and confident so that I can instantly grant your request. I do not hold back. I'm ready, willing, and able to intervene on your behalf, but you must put to death that other master. If you have to question which one it is, then you will know it is the other master. Why? Well, you know that. Because my sheep hear my voice. When I correct you, you will sense inside that something isn't right, so you can correct it. Something happened here. I had changed an appointment to kind of avoid being around people, and I felt bad about it. I felt something wasn't right about it, so I've corrected it. That was the Holy Spirit saying, don't be afraid to go out and do things. Be about my business and trust me to take care of you. Yeah. Don't slink back in your house, and that's just what the devil wants, right? Remember, this is so you can walk in a higher plane. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. If you have a question, you will know that it is not me. I will always lead you by my spirit, never by the outward. always by the inward witness. You're trained that way, and you know when you've missed it or made a wrong decision. Always remember this. I love and care for you. I treat you like I care, not like the other master. So that was a great insight to me of how you can discern the voice of the enemy and the voice of the spirit.